Let's talk about a few things that we want you to be doing if you want to. One was the breathing I am, right? So I want to explain a little bit more, so, and then we can repeat it and do a little more quantum jump. Here are a few of the things that you want to remember when you're going to do the breathing. Number one, if you're lying in bed, you can do the breathing. So imagine you're lying in the bed, and then you're just waking up or you're going to sleep. The first thing you need to do or want to do is connect to the earth. Remember? So from your chakra one, you can let it go through your feet, and then through your feet you have these roots. But if you're lying in bed, so if I would be, just to give you an example, let's say I am in bed here. So what happens now, the roots are coming from chakra one, but they're all here, all to the feet. Do you see? So this part all, it's because the chakra one is completely here. So if I'm standing, the chakra one is, the direction is here. It goes down, okay? So my legs are all predominantly connected to chakra one. And if you look at it metaphorically, your legs are how you ground yourself into the earth. So that's why chakra one's energy is down to the earth. So if you're lying down, this whole part of your legs, you imagine the roots going down and also from the feet. And that it will anchor yourself a little bit even stronger and create a strong direction with connection with Mother Earth. And then follow what we've been doing so far. I always start with connecting to the heart of Mother Earth, like Joy painted on the yesterday with the heart. Connect there. And then I always start with gratitude. I always tell, thank you, Mother Earth, for everything, and so on. That's the connection. And then I ask Mother Earth to release all the negative energies in my body, the stress, the exhaustion, the pain, the emotions, because I know Mother Earth can absorb and change that. That's what Mother Earth does best. So we send all that we don't longer want or need, we send to Mother Earth. So now we have a strong connection to Mother Earth. And if you're sitting, you can just connect to your feet and allow it from chakra one going down. Then here on the top of your head, here in the middle, you imagine an opening here, like this part is transparent, like a roof, like in a car, you have a solar roof, you imagine that. And then in the center of the universe, the light comes in here, right? So this, now you're connected to Earth, and now you're connected to universe, to source, your higher self, God, whatever you want to call that. Spirit is a really good word for that. And then these two energies, so the earth sends back healing, this sends out light, and then you focus on your breathing first. We want to balance our body first. We want to regenerate our body. We want to heal our body. We want to have a strong body. And in Qigong, we even teach how to do it in different ways. But this is the way, it's the most powerful way that I know. So, and here's what you want to remember. When you breathe in, energy comes from here, energy comes from there, and meets in the heart. You get that? So from down and up in the heart, and then I visualize it explodes into all the cells of my body. So with my heartbeat. So each heartbeat, I see explosion. When I breathe out, this light from up goes through my body deep into the earth. It is like the spirit is blessing the earth, breathing in two energies, breathing out golden energy through my body. And this in itself is healing. So let's say that you have a problem, liver or somewhere else, your thyroid, whatever problems you have, your pancreas. So you do this breathing for a while, and then you focus the golden energy to the places that you want to heal. Let's say you want to heal your back. So then you bring that golden energy to your back, right? And then you can do it 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever feels right for you. when I was suffering a lot from back pain and because my discs were degenerated, I did a lot of healing every day to bring the healing to the disc, in each disc, to regenerate the disc and all of that. So, and that's been very, very helpful. That's not the only thing I did, but it's been very helpful to focus your energy there. So that's just a preparation. By doing that first, now you are already in a deep, relaxed state. You already feel very good. And now you just focus on breathing in now. You don't worry anymore about colors. You don't worry about earth. You don't worry about that. You've done all of that. It's done. Now you bring your focus to I am. I breathe in. And my head has said, I am. I breathe out, love. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, eternal. Breathe in, I am. Infinite. And you repeat as long as you want, maybe a couple of minutes. If you have more time, you do it a little bit long. Why is this so important? This has been, for me, one of the techniques I enjoyed the most during my three-week period of preparation or doing Living on Light. And the reason is that those mantras, I am love, I am eternal, I am infinite, are the mantras of the spirit. They're not mantras of the body. They're mantras of the soul. So when we're saying that, we are not resonating with our spirit, and we're not resonating with our body. Does it make sense? So when I connect to the earth, chakra one, I'm resonating with my body. When I have the explosion and the light, that's my body part. So I'm taking care of my body first. I'm healing my body, I'm detoxing my body, and now I'm connecting to who I really am, which is the spirit. Does it make sense? And what you do next is, when you master this, is that this becomes a tool to deal with anything. Emotions, stress, financial problems, whatever is happening in your life, you set the intention to let it go or to find a solution, but you can just breathe, connect, because your spirit knows everything. Your spirit can create anything. So any problem you have, any challenge you have, allow it to be dissolving in spirit. Now, who of you here are businessmen? Who of you have a company or you're working as an entrepreneur? Any people here? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And you see, I want you to write down one word. And that word is karma-free profit. Karma-free growth, whatever you want to call it, karma-free. Because karma-free means that all the important decisions you're going to make in your business, you're going to make it from a higher intelligence, from a higher knowledge. That's what karma-free means.